Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Sometimes when we are speaking with someone, and we seem to be connecting with that person, all of a sudden, we realize that we're not really understanding each other because we are defining the words that we are using differently. We have a different understanding of those words. And one of the words that causes this kind of confusion is the word righteousness. So what does it mean to be righteous? Some people believe that it means to be honest, be ethical, to basically be a decent person, while other people believe that it is to have moral character, to walk uprightly before a holy and a righteous God. And this concept of righteousness must be very important, because in Proverbs 12:28, we are told that the way of righteousness is life, and in its path there is no death. But again, what does that really mean? And in section 18 of Psalm 119, in verse 137 through verse 144, the psalmist struggles with this concept of righteousness, with his own righteousness. He wonders, how could he be righteous? How could he have a right relationship with a holy God when he fell so far short of the perfection of God? A good question. A good question for all of us to consider. And this section of Psalm 119 answers that question. Well, at least it points us in the right direction. A section that is entitled Sada in Hebrew, the 18th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means righteousness in Hebrew. So in verse 137, the psalmist says, righteous are you, O Lord. And that sounds like a good place to start, doesn't it? Tzedek in Hebrew. Lord, you are always right. You are always just. You are pure. And so all of your words are just and pure. And they are upright, he says. Yasak in Hebrew. They are straight. They're always accurate. And they are clear. And all of your judgments, everything that you say in your word, all of the decisions that you make are in alignment with your holy character. Your word is perfect, just as you are perfect. It is always right because you are always right. When we are afflicted and we are in distress and everything in the world, well, at least everything in our world, everything in our lives, seems to contradict the truth of the Word of God, and we are in grief, and we are in sorrow, we can count on the Word of God to be right and true, because the Lord is always right and true. And so he will always act according to his word. And that's a great source of comfort for us, isn't it? He may discipline us. He may correct us at times because we are his children, because we belong to him. But his word tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us. So no matter in what situation we may find ourselves in today, along with the psalmist, we can say, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. You have commanded your testimonies, he adds in verse 138. Savach in Hebrew. You have set them in order. You have set them in place. And you have testified that they have been appointed in righteousness. Tzedek in Hebrew. According to what is right. And according to what is good. And so you act in exceeding faithfulness to your word. So we can put our trust in you, both now, in our present circumstances, and until the end of our time on this earth and even forever. All that takes place in our lives is marked out by our God. It is all under his authority. So what can man do to us when man is subject to the Lord God Almighty? And the psalmist says in verse 139, my passion for the Lord, my passion for his word is like a flame of fire that is burning within my soul. And my zeal for the Lord has consumed me. And that flame only continues to intensify. Because my adversaries, your enemies, Lord, live as if they have forgotten your words. And though you are their creator, though you are their sustainer, though you are their redeemer, still, they ignore your commandments. They ignore your testimonies in your word. So Lord, I burn with indignation and I burn with fury against them. But Lord, at the same time, I also burn with grief and with love for them. They are so lost. They're so blind in their sin. And I wonder what it is that burns within our heart. We are marked out. But are we marked out by zeal for the things of this world? Or are we marked out by zeal for the things of Christ? Another good question that we must all answer. So the psalmist says in verse 140, as for me, I am consumed by my love for you, Lord, because like silver that has been refined in the fire seven times, your word is very pure. It is tried and true. Therefore, your servant dearly loves it. And so I long to live according to its purifying power. It influences us. The word cleanses us and leads us, points us in the right direction. And so we meditate on it day and night. It is truly the word of life, the breath of life, and of health for our soul. But, the psalmist says, Lord, your enemies do not value your word. They look down on me. They look down on me and they see me as small, he says, sa'ir in Hebrew. They see me as insignificant, not worth anything at all. So I am despised and treated with contempt by them. But just as I am unmoved by their flattery, so I am also unmoved by the shame which they seek to bring down upon me. So, despite their attacks against me, the psalmist says, I do not forget your precepts. God knows. He sees. He sees our heart. He is aware if we truly seek to faithfully follow that which he has entrusted to us in the scriptures. His word is like a spring of refreshing water for our soul. For your righteousness, the psalmist testifies in verse 142. Not my righteousness. I have no righteousness within me. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And your law, your instruction to me, is not only true, but it is truth itself. Truth which never changes. Truth which never varies. Truth which will endure forever. The opinions of man, and there are many of them, may be true at times. But they come and they go, don't they? But the word of God is truth that will endure, that endures from eternity to eternity. But the psalmist cries out in verse 143, and he says, since I have taken a stand for you, trouble, fear in Hebrew, affliction, and adversity, like ravenous wolves, follow me around, danger, it's all around me, waiting to consume me. And anguish, he says, matsok in Hebrew, stress and distress are gnawing at me from within me. So, on the outside, on the inside, I feel like the weight of the world has come down upon me. I'm in the fire of affliction every day and in every way. Yet through the tears, he says, I hope in you. For your commandments, what you have prescribed in your word, your very words to me are my joy and my delight. I may be cast down, but I am not destroyed. For your testimonies, your warnings to me, he concludes in verse 144, are righteous forever. So give me understanding. Cause me to see clearly, to really know what I only think that I know, so that I might show discernment and act wisely, and not disgrace your name, that I might live in the light of your word, marked out by your wisdom and by your righteousness in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.